اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution of Iran. It is necessary that the crimes of the tyrants in each age and era be regularly condemned in the cries of lamentations and in the recitals of elegies held for the infallible imams. In this age, which is the age of oppression of the world of Islam by America and Russia and their satellites, including the Saudi family, these traitors to the great divine sanctuary, his prophet and his angels, the crimes of these oppressors must be strikingly reminded, cursed, and imprecated.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the resurrection and the hereafter. In one of his speeches, he mentions that the scale of our deeds is with God. Everything is and will be recorded. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he's referring to what it has been said in the Quran, and this is from the firm beliefs that we have. To be a Muslim, we must believe in one God, which is Tawheed or monotheism. On the other hand, we must believe on all the angels, the four books, and 124,000 prophets and messengers which were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing which we need to believe in is the day of resurrection or hereafter, which is confirmed. Imam Khomeini is saying that the scale of our deeds is with God. Why? Because everything is and will be recorded. And therefore, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that day will precede the mankind.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
In scattered groups, in order to be shown their deeds, they will see their deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a mizan, and that mizan and scale is according to the hadith of the Prophet, which the Prophet has said that, Ya Ali, anta mizanul a'mal. O Ali, you are the scale of a'mal, which means that in today's world after the Prophet, whoever loves Ali, whoever have the love of Ahlul Bayt and Ali alayhi salam in his actions, he will definitely succeed. But if someone performs everything without the love of Ali alayhi salam, then obviously there is a doubt. Why? Because the Prophet has said that, Ya Ali, anta mizanul a'mal. O Ali, you are the scale of a'mal. We know that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the love of Ahlul Bayt wajib and obligatory. And it is said to the Prophet, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. O Prophet, tell them that if they want to give a reward for what you have done, tell them to love your Ahlul Bayt. Why to love Ahlul Bayt? It's because when we follow Ahlul Bayt, when we follow these infallibles, we are following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the leaders and the role model for us. Allah said that Allah is the wali, Allah is the leader, the guardian, and his prophet, and it's Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Ulul Amr. They are the leaders, they are the guardians. Therefore, we must perform our actions according to the actions and deeds which were told by Ahlul Bayt, inshaAllah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.